This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Thank you for being here on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number 844-236-6010. This is your program, and we love hearing from you. If you have a success story you'd like to share, comment, or if you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Philip Smith will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Philip has a really cool book out about his dad. His dad became a psychic in the middle of his life, in the middle of the kid's life, too. Philip's book is called Walking Through Walls. It's about his father, a psychic, an exorcist, a hands-on healer, as well as a interior decorator, interestingly enough. And it's a pretty funny book, actually, entertaining book. We'll talk to Philip Smith about his experience with his dad, the psychic, and then about his book, Walking Through Walls. In our third segment, we'll get your calls in our second segment at 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, you know where to go. BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com is all the longevity products, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a home-based business. Home-based nutritional supplement business. If you've benefited from nutritional supplementation yourself or if your family has benefited, now you can help spread the word and make some money at the same time. For a one-time $30 fee, you can have a home-based business and be in business for yourself. Now is a perfect time to start thinking about how you can earn some extra money, how you can have a secure job, a secure way of earning money, and also help change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health. Call 866-735-2470 if you want information, or click on the Join the Team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. And don't forget to look at our True Skin Health products at TruthReview.com and our 1,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at TruthReview.com. We've been collecting reviews now since January, so in 9 months we've got 1,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, and just got 2 this morning. Coming in hot and heavy. It's pretty crazy. In the world of skincare, you don't see that, folks. You don't see that kind of positivity. And the reason you see that kind of positivity with my Truth treatments is because they're not really skincare. They're skin health. They're about changing the health of the skin. And that's what my whole life is about, folks. It's about helping people understand how to change the health of their body for the good, for the better. The human body is a healing system. It's designed to heal. It wants to heal. If your body's not healing, something's blocking it. It's in the nature of cells to heal. It's part of the way they operate. They have healing systems built into them, and it's only when they're overloaded that we run into problems, overloaded with toxicity or overloaded with deficiency. Deficiency in nutrients and deficiency in oxygen. The three ways the cell breaks down: starvation, suffocation, and toxification. And please, 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 please understand, for the most part, our bodies break down gratuitously, unnecessarily. They break down because we don't understand how to take care of our body, and we're being lied to at every turn. Whether it's, I don't want to say lied, we're being misled, intentionally or unintentionally. All this stuff about the vaccines that are coming out, that's a classic example of our collective ignorance as a culture, and perhaps even the nefariousness of the power structure. We don't know that, and I don't know yay or nay on that. But the fact is, we are ignorant about how our bodies are put together, and that allows us to fall for this stupidity that passes for the advice of the medical model, the opinions of the modern medical model, not doctors, the modern medical model. So I'm hearing about vaccines now, as if a vaccine is a magical shield. It's like a suit of armor that fights viruses. That's not what a vaccine is. That's stupidity. This idea is being promoted. Oh, we need a vaccine. Oh, we're going to have a vaccine. Oh, we're going to have a vaccine before the election, and it's going to change everything. Vaccine's going to come out. Oh, we got to stay in the house until a vaccine comes out. The messaging about this vaccine that is some kind of magical barrier that prevents us from getting viral infections is stupidity. That's not how a vaccine works. Vaccines don't work 100% of the time. Vaccines aren't magical cures and magical remedies. That's absurd. You're sticking something into your blood that's a concoction, a cocktail, a pharmaceutical mixture, and you're putting it right in your blood. And by the way, a vaccine is not just one thing. It's dozens of things. Who the heck thinks that's a good idea? If your medical professional is telling you that's a good idea, you need to question his intelligence and certainly his understanding of biology. Polysorbate 20 in your bloodstream, an emulsion in your bloodstream, vegetable oil and mineral oil in your bloodstream. Please, this is absurdity. All right, 844-236-6010. We've been talking about fats and the importance of fats, the relevance of fats, the high energy of fats. And when we say fats, we mean essential. When we say fats in the world of nutrition, I'm talking about essential fats. That is vitamin-like fats. We call them EFAs, omega-6 and omega-3. I'm talking about DEEK, D-E-A-N-K, your fatty vitamins. And I'm talking about certain minerals like zinc and selenium. And the reason I consider them to be kind of like fats is because they're handled by the fatty system. That's very important, by the way, for zinc and selenium. Two incredibly potent immune-boosting minerals. Minerals are involved in detoxification. Minerals are involved in helping us fight diseases, fight viruses for that matter. They're handled by the bile system, and they have to be absorbed with fats. They're best absorbed with fats. So using digestive enzymes, bile salts, those can help you absorb even minerals like selenium and zinc. And then, of course, there's the phytonutrients, the flavonoids, the carotenes, the pigments, the things we get from plants. Those tend to be fatty. A lot of them, a lot of the good stuff that's in plants, fruits and veggies, and then herbs, are fatty. This is one reason, by the way, why I'm not such a big believer in taking herbal capsules. You see a lot of herbal capsule formulas. Just taking an herbal capsule formula does not guarantee that you're going to get the benefits, especially if you're taking it on an empty stomach and you don't have some bile going on. If you're taking herbal supplements, take them with food, especially fatty foods, if you want to get those fatty nutrients, because you want to get some bile going on, some pancreatin, some fatty chemistry, fat metabolizing chemistry percolating along. When you want to absorb fats, you need to eat fat. And this is one of the big problems, by the way, with folks who don't like to eat fatty foods or who are on low-fat diets or who have fat malabsorption, for that matter. They're not going to be absorbing their fatty nutrients. You need some fat in your food to be able to absorb your vitamin A and your vitamin D and your vitamin E and K and zinc and phytonutrients. Get the fat system going, especially for the skin, by the way. Not just for dry skin. Yesterday we were talking about dry skin and the relevance of fats for dry skin, essential fatty acids in particular. But, you know, the carotenes and the flavonoids, the oranges and the blues and the reds, they get stored in your skin. They go into your bloodstream, assuming that everything's working well at the level of the digestive tract, the reds and the oranges and the greens. And by the way, they're not red and orange and green when they're in your blood. They're just molecules, of course. They go into the bloodstream, they travel around the bloodstream, and they deposit in certain areas. And one of the places they deposit is in the skin. And that protects us from the sun. That's how nature wants you protected from the sun, not putting a toxic sunscreen on. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with more good health information and your phone calls right after this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At 2CN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang tight if you're on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. Philip Smith will be with us in our third segment. Philip has written a really interesting book about his dad, the healer. His dad became a psychic in the middle of his life, and Philip writes about his very, very funny book, by the way, very entertaining book. He writes about his experiences
living with his dad, a father, an exorcist, and a hands-on healer, and an interior decorator. Book is Walking Through Walls. We'll talk to Philip in our third segment. Get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. One of the most fascinating of the lipophilic molecules, lipophilic phytomolecules or plant molecules, is caffeine. Everybody's favorite phytonutrient, or a lot of people's favorite phytonutrient, the most popular drug in the world. It's kind of, caffeine is a very interesting substance. We've talked about phytonutrients as being adaptogenic in the sense that they help cells adapt. Well, it turns out that caffeine is an adaptogenic phytosubstance. Now, it's active, it's most commonly found, of course, in coffee, but there's lots of plants that have caffeine or caffeine-like substances. Chocolate has caffeine and caffeine-like substances, and teas have caffeine and caffeine-like substances. Caffeine is interesting because, it's not such, it's got some health benefits, believe it or not. And coffee drinkers are notoriously healthier in many ways. Coffee drinkers have lower incidences of thyroid disease. They have lower incidences of liver disease, lower incidences of thyroid cancer. There's a lot of good stuff in coffee. It's not just the caffeine. But caffeine's been shown to be protective against cancer. It's caused by radiation, against chemical carcinogens. Caffeine has been shown to be have antiviral properties. Interesting stuff, caffeine. You can overdo it, of course, like you can overdo anything. And caffeine can inhibit iron absorption if you take your caffeine with meals. But there's some real serious upside to this very powerful lipophilic substance. Of course, it makes you feel good too. Get some not just energy. It just makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you have. It also upregulates chemicals of well-being, specifically serotonin. That's some good stuff there from a substance that otherwise would be a drug. Now, it is still medicine. You got to respect it. But as far as medicines go, and as far as therapeutic phytonutrients go, it is one of the best, one of the most popular, certainly. And also, if you have blood problems, caffeine can inhibit blood clotting. And we know that with this virus that's in the news, blood clotting and sticky blood is one of the hallmark signs. So enjoy your caffeine and enjoy your coffee. Yes, caffeine by itself has some health benefits, but coffee as well has minerals and antioxidants in it too. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Philip Smith. This book, Walking Through Walls, is coming up in our third segment. Let's hit the phones and say good morning to Chris in Texas. What's up, Chris? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, before I get into my topic, I want to tell you I'm really regretful that I don't have any medical training, or I never got any medical training, because, I mean, the biggest challenge that most health challenged people have...
Counteracting their doctor is answering...
No, their digestive tract. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I've had digestive issues all my freaking life. I'm tired of it. I'm an alcoholic as a result of it.
Got it.
That's number one. But number two, I'm also an alcoholic because I had chronic migraine headaches.
Mm. And you're self-medicating.
I quit alcohol for about 15 years, but I did nothing to help my health because guess what? Because I didn't know better, I was taking Tylenol every freaking day. So... You know what? I'm not too concerned about my liver. You know, I must have a really resilient liver, Dr. Fuchs, because, honestly, I'm more worried about my kidneys.
Okay. And, you know, well, you're smart to worry about your kidneys. A lot of people have kidney problems, and if you have kidney problems, you're going to have toxicity issues and vitamin issues and mineral issues and blood pressure issues, and it's a big concern.
Why do you think God gave us two kidneys?
Because it's so – let me tell you why. The kidney is so important – that not only do you have two of them, but you have 90% redundancy. So you can go down to 10% before you have to be on dialysis. In other words, your kidneys are still working until you're down to 10%. I have a friend who's very elderly, and he's on his last legs, and he now is at 20% kidney function, and his kidneys are still fine. But they said if it gets any lower, we're going to have to do something. But up to 10 or 20%, I said 10%, maybe closer to 20%. Before you start to get into trouble. It's that important. And the kidneys are so phenomenally complex and nano-structured, nano-architected. Right. It really is mind-blowing.
Right. Now, before we run out of time, Dr. Fuchs, I want you to explain for my sake and for other people's sake that are addicted to alcohol why it's so incredibly important that you do not consume alcohol unless you have a full stomach. Because, I mean, look, if you consume alcohol on an empty stomach, that's like suicide. Can you explain?
Well, it's not quite. It's not suicide, but it's slow suicide, maybe, because it is very toxic to the liver. But the liver can handle a certain amount of toxins and poisons. It's not a good thing. I think your point is it's not good, and it definitely is not good. Empty stomach or not, there's really not a lot of upside to alcohol unless you use it like a medicine, very, very tiny amounts, like teaspoon or shot kind of amounts, like once in a day. A lot of folks do a shot in the morning, not anymore, but my grandfather actually did a shot of whiskey every morning, and he lived to be in his 90s, and there is some benefit to that.
I do vodka, vodka.
First thing in the morning? A shot, one shot, not like a, you know, not don't go crazy and get drunk.
But you know. Can you explain why it's so much more detrimental if you do it on an empty stomach?
Because it completely rags on your stomach. It's a major stomach irritant. That's the biggest problem. Plus, it gets absorbed very quickly on an empty stomach. But it's not so much the empty stomach that's the problem. It's long-term abuse of the liver is really the big problem. It's the leading cause of cirrhosis. And it used to be that a fatty liver disease was a problem that only alcoholics had. Today, we have to call it non-alcoholic fatty liver disease because a lot of people don't drink have this fatty liver issue. Most important thing you can do if you want to protect your body from alcohol is liver detox nutrients, NAC, magnesium, copper, all the B vitamins. In fact, while you're drinking, if you're smart, while you're drinking, you'll be doing the B vitamins. That would help a lot. But the psychological issues are really what you want to deal with. And the whole one day at a time and the 12-step thing, that is so darn difficult. And I've never had an addiction to alcohol, so I can't speak to it. But I know people who have, and it really is heartbreaking. Chris, call back when we can talk longer. I appreciate your input always. Thank you so much. Let's go to Elaine in Alaska. Good morning, Elaine.
Hey, good morning. I'm enjoying my cup of coffee on my birthday.
Happy birthday, Elaine.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. Good for you. I'm not going to ask you. You're probably, 35, 36? I'm not going to ask you.
You are so complimentary. No, 49.
49. That's a big year. That's a major year, actually. That's a power year. 49 to 56 are considered your power years. Did you know that?
I love that. Yeah. And I'm working. You've inspired me. All of your interviews have really inspired me. I'm working on, I don't want to call it a book, but I'm trying to get these ideas down from my mind onto paper.
Yeah, great idea. So, what are you writing about?
Well, I'm kind of in that exploration research phase. I don't want to give the title away.
Oh, well, now I got the music. You're going to leave me hanging here. What's the main theme of it?
Well, the question I have for you is, where is the soul of the cell?
Oh, very interesting question. You got to ask that tomorrow because we got to go.
Okay,
that's a great question. Thanks, Elaine. Philip Smith coming up, Walking Through Walls. Here's his book in our next segment. Don't go away. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An NFL legend has died.
The rookie of the year, Gale Sayers. 61 mercurial yards. Give the lead to the Bears.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame confirming that Gale Sayers passed today at the age of 77. Sayers burst onto the scene with Chicago's Bears in 1965, scoring 22 touchdowns in his rookie season. Injuries cut his career short, but that didn't stop him from becoming a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket now at the U.S. Supreme Court. Ginsburg, who died Friday, will lie in repose at the court today. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever receive that honor. The president says he'll announce a nominee to fill her vacancy on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
President Trump continuing to place the blame on China for the U.S. hitting 200,000 coronavirus deaths. The president yesterday calling the milestone a shame, adding the number could have been over 2 million, though, if the response hadn't been done properly. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams speaking today about the grim milestone and how to prevent more deaths in the future. He spoke on Good Morning America on ABC.
Everyone, politics aside, wear a mask if you can't stay more than 6 feet from other people. Watch your distance and make sure you're washing your hands as frequently as you can, because the way we all come out of this is by doing our part.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he has not authorized the activation of the Kentucky National Guard ahead of an announcement in the Breonna Taylor case. Governor Beshear saying yesterday that it's reasonable to believe the announcement about possible charges against the police officers involved in the deadly drug raid gone wrong is coming soon after the city declared a state of emergency. And scientists at NASA say an asteroid the size of a school bus will zoom past the planet tomorrow. The asteroid is believed to be between 15 and 30 feet long. Scientists say it will travel about 13,000 miles near the Earth at its closest point. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up with a search engine. If you miss a program or you want to review a topic, go to benfuchsarchive.com, check out the search engine, and also brightsideben.com. Both pages have archives. We also have our longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And all our true skin health products created in my compounding pharmacy on a prescription basis, formulated for healing, repurposed for wound, for beauty. Beauty and healing are the same mechanism. Our truth treatments are all available at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, vegetable oil, silicone, nothing, nothing, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. 100% active and functional ingredients. check out our 1,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. He has written a really cool memoir about his dad, who was an interior decorator, as well as a psychic and a hands-on healer. And he apparently obtained his psychic skills in the middle of Philip Smith, our guest's life. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Philip Smith. Hey, Philip.
Hey, I'm delighted to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on, and thank you for your very interesting and entertaining and somewhat strange book. kind of an interesting experience. I've been studying this kind of stuff and fascinated with psychic stuff for many years, but I never heard about the psychism from the perspective of a kid whose father turned into a psychic. Tell us a little bit about how the transformation occurred, first of all, and then we'll get into some of your experiences that you write about in your book, Walking Through Walls.
Sure, thanks. Just to set the scene, this is happening in the mid-60s, so it's not like today where this sort of thing is really accepted. So my father was seen as a communist, Satan, doing the work of the devil. He'd get arrested.
Where were you growing up?
Miami.
Well, of course.
Yeah, and Miami then was actually the Deep South. It was not like Miami today. So he had a really tough time. He was a real outlier. His transformation very quickly happened. He had been very interested in metaphysics, Edgar Cayce, the pyramids, you know, the usual route. And back then there was no Barnes & Noble. So to get books on these oddball topics, he had to send away to England and have them arrive by steamership, and it would take months. So
wow.
It was a very different universe.
Was he a hippie?
No, I was.
Oh, you were. Okay.
I think he was in his mind, maybe he was a hippie.
Yeah, he would have been a hippie if the time was right.
So there was a guy who was really, really famous named Arthur Ford. Arthur had cracked what's known as the Houdini Code. When Houdini died, he set up a secret message. It was very cryptic. It had words, letters, and numbers in it. And he said to his wife, Beth, if anybody ever comes to you and deciphers this code, you'll know I'm communicating with you from the great beyond.
Huh.
So she had offered, this is in the 1920s, she had offered a $10,000 reward, and no one got it, but this guy, Arthur Ford, cracked the code. Some say he cheated. I wasn't there. I don't know. But he went on to become this super famous seance guy. And one day he was giving a lecture in Miami, and my father went to it, and it was packed. It was in an old church downtown, and a woman waved him over, and he thought, oh, she has a seat. That's very nice. And he went over. She said, I see in your aura you're a healer. I'm dying of cancer. I need you to put your hands on me. And my father's thinking, I don't know what she's talking about, but okay, whatever. And his hands heated up, and he left them there, and he took them away when they cooled down, and she said, I'm healed. So this happened two more times. A woman would wave him over, I have heart disease, and another one also had cancer. And after that, you know, the doors opened, and he was off and running.
Now, was he a religious person before? Was he Catholic, or did he have any kind of background in theology or anything like that?
Not really. He was, the interesting thing is I found a diary of his from when he was about 20, and he was recording his dreams. And he would have these dreams of, you know, space people coming and talking to him.
Oh, wow.
And one dream in particular sticks out where he had a dream of a train crash in the Nevada desert, and he heard children screaming, and there was fire. The next day he walked up, and you turn the page in the diary, and he recorded the dream. The next day he writes, I picked up I think he lived in New York at the time, the New York Daily News or Daily Post, and in it was a train crash that happened in the Nevada desert, and 13 children were killed. So he started having very young these prescient dreams.
Was he scared at all, or did he kind of accept it? What's
no,
his reaction
he embraced
to?
It. He really, he wanted to help people very, very badly, and he wanted to find a way to do good in the world and also reading Edgar Cayce books, he felt that there was all this ability and knowledge out there, and he wanted to tap into it.
He was reading Edgar Cayce for years before he had this experience himself.
Correct. And eventually he became friends with Edgar's son, Hugh Lynn, who would come and visit us and stay with us during the winter in the 70s. So he was, just as Edgar would go to sleep and tap into what he called the Akashic Records, my father would use a pendulum and tap into that information, and he could diagnose anybody in the world. It would just, you know, the sister would call up and say, my uncle's in London, and or my brother's in London, and we don't know what's wrong with him. And my father could diagnose within, you know, a minute or two.
What's your mother thinking of all this?
She was very supportive initially. She thought it was great. And then our house turned into Lourdes with people banging on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, lines out the door. And it just got sort of too much because I was still, you know, 12 years old, 14 years old. And you can't have a home life with people knocking on your door all night long. And my father's business was sort of, you know, dropping because he always felt it was his duty to help people primarily rather than deal with his business. And he never charged for this. So we went from living a, you know, a nice middle class life to kind of the poverty level.
Now, what are you thinking as a 12-year-old? What's going through your mind with your dad? Is he weird? You're embarrassed, or you're proud, or it made you want to do stuff like that? How did tell us about the impact on you?
All three things. I thought it was weird. I was embarrassed, and I thought it was cool. I knew there was something wrong because, well, wrong in terms of perception with the outside world, because I would go to school and I would say things, and like the teachers would flip out, and I suddenly realized I can't share this with the outside world.
Wow.
I can't bring kids home from school to play after school because this is it'll get my father arrested.
This is a secret. This is kind of
I carried the secret. In fact, it was only in writing the book many years after he died that I was able to actually talk about it.
Wow. That's a fascinating experience. I want to know about your psychic abilities. If we can talk about that when we come back from our break.
Sure.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Philip Smith. His book is Walking Through Walls, walkingthroughwallsthebook.com. We'll be back with more of Philip Smith on the Bright Side right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side talking to Philip Smith. Philip Smith. His book is Walking Through Walls. It's his memoir about his dad. Philip, I imagine you went through the whole teenage thing. You know, most of us go through our teenage years of rebellion. How did rebellion show up for you, and was it affected? Was your version of rebellion, how was it affected by your experience with your dad?
That's a great question. Probably differently than anybody else. I was, as I mentioned earlier, I was a little bit of a hippie, experimenting with all kinds of things.
Psychedelics? Did you do psychedelics?
Yeah. Everything in between. Okay. And the problem was that you want to hide this from your parents, specifically your father, and that was impossible. I had some marijuana or something, and I buried it in the backyard so that when I wanted it, I could go and find it, but it wouldn't be in the house. I thought I was being really clever. And the next day, I walk into my room, and there it is on my desk.
Oh, that's funny.
Go out to the backyard, and the hole had been dug up. So you could not, the problem is I was transparent. I couldn't hide anything from my father.
Wow. So you developed your own skill set. How did that happen?
My father, without forcing it on me, he showed me everything he did, and he trained me. And as much as I was resistant as a kid, oh, God, it's my father doing his weird stuff again, I also believed in it, and I was very interested. Mm. And it's just become the core of my life, and I use it, basically not in a way to just keep helping a lot of people. Number one, I'm an artist, a painter, and a writer, and I use a lot of that sort of metaphysical information in the work I do. And the other thing is, in very certain cases, I will help heal people and work with them, counsel friends, but it's not my primary focus.
In terms of actual technique, what's the most profound or the most important lesson you learned from your dad?
Oh, boy, there's a lot of them. And I think that I'll say this as simply as I can. I think the fact that we are miracles as human beings, and we live in a miraculous, energetic world, and it's not about buying more stuff or paying the mortgage or having road rage or any of that. It's really about our own spiritual evolution. And if we stop to think about how miraculous we are, that, you know, we had, toast and eggs for breakfast or oatmeal for breakfast, and somehow that food is keeping our heart beating and our eyes seeing and all of this, without changing the lithium battery, it's incredible.
That's so true. How, just something as simple like you say, how does your breakfast become your liver? How does that even happen?
Exactly.
How does your breakfast become your skin?
Yes, and your body is, the intelligence in your body knows to direct this and create cells, create neurons, create all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So we need to sort of sit in that intelligence and marvel at that intelligence, and I think that then changes our perspective of the whole world.
Yeah, just the word marvel or be in awe of all the things that we take for granted, all the seemingly mundane things in life can have a transformative effect. What do you think, what's your take on meditation?
I think meditation is can happen in many different ways. There can be walking meditation. There can be when I'm making a painting, it's a kind of meditation. But I think it's very important that your mind stop with the chatter and that it opens it up to all that information and energy that is around us. And as a quick example, there's TV signals and radio signals and Wi-Fi that are passing around filled with information. We don't see them.
That's the Akashic record, kind of. That's like the cuck, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's all around us. And the idea that things are all around us sounds weird, but we know it's true from radio or from the internet, right?
Correct.
So all the stuff, there's a guy named Richard Feynman. He was a Nobel Prize in quantum physics, and he said that if you don't think that all the stuff at quantum physics is too weird, the weirdest of the weird, you don't understand quantum physics. And all the weirdness that's the woo-woo, as they say, and I'm a scientist, by the way. I'm a pharmacist. I'm a trained scientist.
Mm.
But all this woo-woo stuff is as real as electronics, as turning on a light switch.
Absolutely, and quantum physics is where science and metaphysics and religion all meet in the middle.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. What's your take on religion?
I think, ritual and religion in its more authentic forms is very, very important. But we have to keep in mind that religion is made by humans. There may be messages from God, and I think that... I hate to say this, but I think God is kind of really busy running the universe and doesn't really care whether you take communion or whether you fast on a Jewish religious holiday or you go to a mosque. I think it's more about being in tune with spirituality and the universal laws.
Yeah, that's great. Do you think, are there books that you can recommend that people could read, aside from your book, of course, but like technique books or hands-on kind of books?
Yeah, there's one of my favorite books and my father's favorite book and actually Steve Jobs' favorite book was Autobiography of a Yogi.
Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful book.
Yeah.
I read that many years ago.
It's I think people receive a blessing by reading that book.
I agree. That's how I felt after I read. You know how I felt after I read it is I felt like that guy was so good. How could I even compare to that guy's amazing goodness?
Exactly.
Yogananda's. So that was Steve Jobs' favorite book?
Yes.
How interesting. I did not know that.
Yes.
That's awesome. You think that's a good... I had a spiritual teacher who told me that was the first book I had to read. And that was kind of the first majorly spiritual book I read. You think that's a good first book for people?
It's an excellent book because in one way it's like a great fairy tale.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, it really opens your eyes to the possibility of...
Possibilities. Yeah, I think that's a really important word. And that's what your book is about. It's about what's possible. So we live in a crazy time, right? I mean, it seems like... the world's falling apart and a new world is being born. How can, using everything you've learned from your dad and your own personal experiences, what can you tell people who are having a hard time right now?
Yeah, there are times I have a hard time too because there's a lot of noise out there. But, you know, change is a constant. That's something from Buddhism. Change is ever happening. And I think that what's more important, and this is, you mentioned meditation and everything else, what's more important that all of us become centered and calm and know that we're doing the right thing. And I'm not saying don't pay attention, but don't get distracted by all the noise. And there's a lot of conflicting information. You know, one side is red, one side is green, one side is yellow.
Yeah.
You'll go crazy and it'll fry your mind. Just stay within your own center. And, you know, the most important thing is take care of yourself, your family, and just move forward.
This is kind of an opportunity in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I studied karate for 25 years, and one of the mottos I learned from my teacher was everything is opportunity. So this is an opportunity for people to change their lives, change their thinking, maybe change their location, and, you know, a new world is coming. Look, we're in the 21st century. It's not the 20th century. It's radically different, and there is going to be chaotic change. And I think if you accept that and know that it's a given and say, look, the world's going to be crumbling under my feet, but I'm just going to keep going.
Oh, well, you know, maintain your center. Just always
Absolutely.
Be centered. Don't get pulled. Are you in touch with your dad at all?
Yes. Yes. I take dictation from him, and every once in a while, you know, things like people will show up in my life that it's impossible that these people connected with me, but they're the people I needed to know to get me through something at that moment. And that there's no question that, you know, that's from him.
That's awesome. Do you have kids?
No.
That's awesome. Great story. Great story. Thank you so much, Philip, for being on the Bright Side. Appreciate it. And best of luck to you in these corona crazy times.
Thank you. Take care and everybody be safe.
Be well. The book is Walking. The website is walkingthroughwallsthebook.com. The book is Walking Through Walls. It's Philip Smith's very interesting and entertaining book. Memoir about his dad's psychic and exorcist and a hands-on healer. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.